If you remember back to the opening talk, the emphasis was that the Dharma is found in our relationship to experience. And this relationship is really crucial or central. To discovering the freedom that can be found in knowing, in sensing, in seeing, in being aware, that all too easily our way of perceiving and knowing our experience is accompanied by some way of relating to the experience, a wanting and not wanting, a reaching, a pulling away, contracting, opening up to. But as we discover some degree of stability, stillness, steadiness in knowing and sensing, seeing, as we get some modicum of well-being associated with this steady, stable knowing awareness, as there's confidence that in this simplicity is the way, we can know, we can perceive the ouch in that relationship, in the way that we're relating to experience, or the ah in how we're relating. So even if there is physical pain, for example, something unpleasant, that conventionally you can say is an ouch. But as we get centered here, now, it's the ouch of how we relate to it that we're focusing on or noticing. And it's the awe, not of pleasure, which we can have, but the awe of freedom, of openness, the clarity of knowing, free of contraction, need, wanting, so as we begin this sitting, we can begin connecting to stability through our body. Feeling whatever degree of stability we have here in our, maybe as the weight of our body rests against what supports it, chair or the cushion. Maybe there's some place in the body that feels rooted, stable, even if much of the body is soft and maybe even sometimes sense of being transparent, with no boundaries to this felt body. Maybe a stepping stone to the well-being, contentment found in knowing, sensing, is through whatever sense of well-being or pleasure, contentment that might be in the body. Even together with some of the opposites that might be here. And maybe the breathing, the movements of breathing, the rhythm of breathing, can move through or with the stability and the well-being. And maybe you can call upon Dharma confidence. The confidence that Dharma has, that this is good, this is the way to be here and now. Even if you don't have confidence, something in you does. And then there's the quieting and the calming of all this. A quieting of the mind. A gentling of our insides. Becoming aware of whatever degree of tranquility, of calm there might be here. Making room, space for that to be. Perhaps recognizing, finding how There can be tranquility, calmness in each act of knowing, sensing. Calmly aware of the duration of a moment of knowing, sensing. That as it comes to an end, to let it be so with an opening. For the next knowing and sensing. And knowing and a sensing that's done with a sense of open to time, open to allowing whatever time is needed for this present moment. Or knowing whatever is being known. And if there is any ouch in the knowing itself, in the sensing, in it itself or associated with it or accompanying it, be very simple with that. Let it just be one more thing to simply, calmly know. Maybe as simply as ouch. Oh, ouch. without it being something to be for or against. Just the knowing, just the sensing. And maybe seeing how it's part of the changing flow of experience. And if there is no ouch, accompanying the knowing, the absence of the ouch might be experienced. The absence doesn't need to be filled. Maybe it's like empty space that gives lots of room for knowing without boundaries. Sensing without edges. Seeing without obstacles. and sometimes in the knowing, there's a sense of the awe of its simplicity. Freedom from ouch. Of being open and allowing, undemanding. What is known can just be allowed to be as it is, in this space of awareness. Your freedom is found in the knowing, in the awareness. When you're lost in thought, you've lost touch with that freedom. If you stay close to each moment of experience, each moment of knowing, perhaps you can sense or intuit the open space that invites you to freedom. To non-clinging to anything. Staying close to the moment of knowing, sensing, and maybe you can notice the comings and goings of ouches. Each ouch has no edges, no boundaries, no fixedness. Each ouch is part of the world of arising. arising, persisting, and passing. Just as each act of knowing occurs, persists, and ends, and where the knowing avouch, the knowing the end of an ouch, where the knowing of ah and the ending of the ah, that ending can show you the way to freedom, to non-clinging, even if the ouch comes back, as we know it. And the knowing of it ends. Right then, there's a place that opens. Where the knowing of ouch ends, let go into it. maybe today you can go about at the speed of endings, meaning that maybe be a little more attentive to when an act of knowing something has passed. And how at the end of that, maybe a passing into openness, space, freedom. Maybe the passing into some sense of where letting go can occur. Stay close to the practice today. Thank you.